When work, kids, and often marriage are balanced like a house of cards, a snowstorm can feel like a wrecking ball. And when it's the seventh day your preschool is closed this year, it's more like an avalanche. Megan Rich has a three-year-old who has been out of school for seven snow days. She's also an associate professor of sociology and women's studies at Scranton University in Pennsylvania.
I only have anecdotal evidence and personal experience because there's no research out there that says anything, but it bears to stand that women would be the ones who would pick up that slack.
She points out that when it comes to deciding who will stay home, it's usually the one who earns less money. And that means, more often than not, it will be the woman. Research shows that women earn 78 cents to the man's dollar. And that hasn't changed much, she says. 20 years ago, it was 74 cents.
So we really haven't come that far since the early 1990s. The more education women have, the gap gets larger between them and their male counterparts. So a college-educated woman makes less than a high school male graduate.
But it's not all about the money. Dr. Noreen Honeycutt is a psychotherapist and psychoanalyst who sees couples as well as individuals. She says many couples don't discuss these kinds of unforeseen circumstances.
Where the resentments begin is that when there is not a plan, and that's often what I work with couples on, is creating a plan for how they're going to divide things up. And, you know, for example, if one partner makes more money or has leave or the other one doesn't get paid when they're not working, it shouldn't necessarily be automatic that the person that makes more money goes to work. You know, there's all kinds of value in everybody's time.
Honeycutt says many parents have their days scheduled to a T, and these snow days only highlight their quest to manage family life.
When we're living by the clock and there's really no wiggle room, then anything that interrupts the usual schedule is going to cause a lot of anxiety and stress.
And it's that anxiety and stress that can push parents, married, single, and same-sex couples alike, to the edge of sanity. She says her clients are feeling the pinch of snow days.
The fact is that people are saying things to me like, if there's one more snow day, I'm going to lose my mind. And, you know, I think they really feel that way, you know, even if it's metaphoric. You know, the fact is that there's only so much time people can take off. Employers can only be so understanding. So many people have used their vacation leave, and therefore now there's no vacation this summer to have. So people are very, very stressed. And not everybody has family backup. Not everybody can afford the daycare that they need to seek out. And some people can't even find it, and their jobs become jeopardized.
And yet Heidi Bell, 47, a single mom of 12-year-old twins, says she's got it under control. She was picking up a six-pack in Baltimore's Lauraville neighborhood late last night.
Is it a struggle sometimes? Absolutely, 100%. But we, you know, it's not that bad. And I'm certainly not alone. I'll bet you 80% of working parents in Baltimore City have that struggle. Tons of them.
So by her reasoning, misery loves company and thus makes us less miserable. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Lauraville for 88.1 WYPR.